Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And here she is, DJ Misfit. They say her dynamite comes in small packages, and that's exactly how you roll. I mean, I think they could have done better in that opening line. You're far cooler than what that sentence is.
Oh, why, thank you.
No, like, you're dope. You're cool. Like, there's
thank
a whole
you so much. I appreciate
situation.
That.
What misconception do people have after they've met you for the first time that you've heard back from friends when, like, people have met you and then they've said, like, oh, she's like this or she's like that?
People tend to think that I don't know music.
Really? Why?
It's funny because it's the challenges that us as female DJs face. A lot of people tend to undermine women. They tend to think that we just like commercial stuff. We tend to like materialistic stuff. So, you know, like your top tens, anything that talks about clubs, money, etc. So, yeah. So, as soon as I drop a set, people are like, jeez, girl. And I'm like, well, I did say I'm a DJ.
Yeah, that would kind of go with it.
Exactly.
How would you describe, like, your vibe? Your
colorful.
Musical vibe, like, your... Is it pretty versatile?
It's very versatile. Upbringing-wise, that's why... black child, raised in the suburbs, but also in touch with, you know, the black side. So I am pretty versatile. I love some jazz. I love some broken beats. I love some house. I love... As long as it's good music... That's what I love. So I don't have a specific genre that I stick to. Yeah.
And that's in life as well, because I guess you're DJ Misfit, which is a word. Misfit is a word.
Exactly.
But you could also be Misfit because you're a personal trainer and you're qualified at it.
Yes. Hence, I picked the word because as a DJ, obviously when you start off and you try to think of your DJ name, you need to think of what represents you. So we were playing around with words and my brother came up with the, well, it wasn't lame, but he was just joking and it was like, how about you be DJ Fitness? And I was like, oh, that's so lame. And then I went to the studio and I was chilling with the guys and they were like, Fitness, how about Misfit? Because you're always like a misfit and at the same time you're a... fitness person. So it is a play on words because growing up I've always been a misfit. I've always been the one of something, either the one girl or the one black or the one anything, but I've just always been a misfit or the one who just does her own thing. You know, I mean, even now, I mean, I do me. You know, I don't do what everybody else does.
Which is good.
So, yeah. So usually when I'm in a crowd of people, I tend to stick out because that's just how it's always been. I don't even know why.
I mean, everyone has green hair. I don't think that there's anything
crazy about green
hair.
Everybody's green.
Everyone's green. And the piercing situation, like, it's all happening. I think it's cool, though.
Thank you.
Are you able to relate to kind of... What kind of people do you hang out with? Do you hang out with accountants and lawyers and people that are pretty straight-laced? Or is your friendship group and circle... an extension of you?
It actually is.
And is that a stupid question?
No, not at all. Not at all. Because I do tend to meet the lawyers and the people who have the, as you would call it, the norm job stuff. But yeah, like you're saying, 80% of the people that I hang around with are people who are just like me, free spirits. Just people who are doing them. So, and that's what I love because... like I said to you, growing up, I've always been a misfit. So the older I've gotten is the more I'm attracting people who are like me. So it's almost like I'm getting to meet family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there a turning point where you're growing up and like you're a kid and when you're a kid, all you want to do is fit in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be a misfit.
No.
And then was there a turning point or were you just never the kid that was even wanting to fit in?
I was never the kid who wanted to fit
in. That's dope, yeah.
I was just me, you know. Funny enough, I was even that kid who is the nerd but knows all the popular people.
Huh.
So I wasn't trying to fit in. I was just like, hey, if you and I can get along, cool. You know, that was me.
I mean, it's a super varied portfolio of things that you do. You're a personal trainer, you have a sports science degree, you're an actress, you're a presenter, a DJ, a music producer.
Yes.
And obviously the music thing is super strong. What is it about music that you are just in love with?
The feeling. It's the feeling. And that's why I've always said to people, for me, even... I don't know how to explain it, but even in your soul, you can always hear a chacha. track. You get what I'm saying? You don't need to know what exactly they're saying, but your spirit feels it. So for me, it's always been about the feeling. And one thing I also love about music is how it brings people together.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hanging out with DJ Misfit. She's going to tell us all about where she grew up and how she grew up and what her exes say about her and the last time she cried and the hardest thing she's ever been through and what her favorite color is and her favorite food and all, everything. Like
everything.
A full, and if she doesn't tell us the truth, we're going to cross-reference it. More with her on the side of the... DJ Misfit is in the building. Her motto in all she does is to share love through it all.
Yes.
But you know, as was Mary J. Blige, I don't know. No, it was Ja Rule tattooed it on his chest. Pain is love.
Mm.
Was it him that tattooed? Someone tattooed pain is love.
No.
So, I mean, love, and it's great. I'm all about love. But yeah. What about pain?
I mean, even with the pain, right? Funny enough, I've just started doing music production, and even through the pain, I don't even know how to explain it without like sounding weird, but the music has helped me through the pain, and love has come out of it.
Yeah, because pain is love.
Well,
not really.
Yeah, because love shouldn't be painful, you know?
Yeah, but in order to appreciate love, don't you have to know what pain is?
I guess so. I guess you do. I guess you do.
What has been the biggest obstacle that you didn't think you would overcome and then overcame?
Wow, that is a very good question.
I know, it's hard. I was thinking of...
It's not that it... You know what? Not that I don't think that I would have overcome, because I don't know, for some weird reason, since I've been a child, I've always been a confident person, but not that I didn't think I would overcome, but one obstacle that I had that was hard for me to overcome, even knowing that I was going to overcome it, was depression.
Hmm.
Yeah. And people tend to think just because you're always a bubbly person, you don't get sad. But I'm like, guys, I'm also normal. I also have feelings. You know, like we said, we talk about love. I'm a love person. I love cuddles. I love rainbows. I love seeing people happy. But I also get sad, even if it's 2% of the time, but it still happens, you know. So, yeah, I think that was actually the hardest thing that I actually had to overcome. But I did overcome it. I knew I would overcome it. But that was quite a rough one.
What did depression look like in your life? What was it? You didn't want to get out of bed in the morning? Was it in little interactions that you just want to leave early? What did it look like?
For me, it looked like...
And when did you know what it was?
And
that it was beyond the normal person's experience
that's
of life.
That's the thing. Because I've felt sad, I knew that this is way beyond sad now. Because I think I did have a time when I was like, okay, I'm sad. This is something else, you know? And like you're saying, how did it feel like?
What did it look like? How did you?
It looked like you're saying, struggling to get out of bed. Yes, I did get out, but it was a literal having to force myself to get out. Versus me, I'm a morning person. So as a morning person, I look forward to getting up. So when I'm sad, I'll just be like, ugh, but I'll still continue with my life. But yeah, it was just hard to get up. So I just needed to literally force myself and open the curtains, because I feel as well, I've always been that person where if you're sad and you listen to sad music, and if you're sad and you keep yourself in a dark place, you're going to stay there. So I decided that I'm a sad person, I'm depressed, but I'm going to open those curtains and I'm going to see the light, and that's where I'm going to.
Yeah.
That's
what you got to do in that kind of scenario.
Definitely.
Absolutely what you got to do.
Definitely.
What does the rest of the year hold for you?
I've spoken to the universe. Gigs in Cape Town, gigs overseas, anywhere overseas, Asia, Amsterdam, UK, UK, America, anywhere. But yeah, that's what it looks like for me for the rest of the year. And more music production, more releases, yeah, and more pushing passion and pushing love.
So cool. Push passion, push love. Yeah, you cannot go wrong.
Definitely.
If people want to connect to your journey all day, every day, how do they keep up with you?
They can get me on Instagram. DJ Misfit, DJ MISFIT, number 1. And on my Facebook fan page, DJ Misfit, DJ MISFIT.
So dope. DJ Misfit, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Gentlemen on CliffCentral.com.